The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs Gold winner.
America, America, God shed his grace on thee.
Well, how did you like that patriotic music there, Jay Garvin Show listeners? I am Jay, your host. I would arm wrestle any one of you for who is the biggest patriot, because I love the 4th of July, Independence Day. I just got back from Avon and Vail, where I saw the most amazing production of fireworks. And then, 2 days ago, Thursday, 4th of July, got a chance to go up to Switchbacks and do a great viewing with my family and fireworks and everything. And it is not just about the fireworks. It's about the fact that United States is a concept that the founding fathers, the colonies, had in their mind, and we've brought it to fruition. The hanging of the flag, the being proud of not making American life bend to my culture, but bending my traditions and my values into the Americana of patriotism. So that's my soapbox. I am Jay. I'm your friend. You tuned into the Jay Garvin Show during the 4th of July weekend at the perfect time, because we've had a great line of show titles. This last week, we did a radio show that got rave reviews called Why Jobs Matter, and we talked about what are the six separate components that makes Colorado Springs the most attractive place for new millennials nationally to move, what makes Colorado Springs home values go up, what brings infrastructure here like Sierra Nevada and all that. Now, next week, I'm going to be talking about Demographics for Dummies, which is one of my staple shows of why is all this happening? Did just stars and moons align and that's why the economy's good? Or is there some system behind it? And I would beg to teach you that there is a system. It's called demographics, and there's 87 million millennials that are coming of age. If you heard it here first, you know in 2012 when I launched this show, I begged you all to please go buy more real estate. I'm still telling people to do it because we still have a great demand and a lot of growth to progress through in this community. In fact, I'll tell you right now, I am Notre Dame. I do have a crystal ball, and take this to the bank. Write it down and remember it. Record this. Go to my podcast and play it back to me in 2031. And if I'm not right, I'll give you $1,000 cash. But if I am right, you give me $1,000 cash and you buy a house with a mortgage with my team. And here's the fact. One of, if not the largest purchase year that's going to be recorded in United States and in El Paso County is going to start in 2023. Meaning, we might have ebbs and flows between now and 2023, but 2023 is going to be substantially stronger with new home buyers than it is now. And then it is going to go and peak from 2023 all the way to 2031. And this is why. Number one, statistically, the largest generation in the history of the United States, do the math, is 1991, with over 4.6 million babies born. Now, that was not a sound effect. That was me. Matt, don't take credit for that one. That was my instant baby cry sound effect. But the median first-time home buyer right now is at the age of 32. So it's very, very simple. Statistically, if you take the median age for when a person, a group, or a generation buys a house is 32 years old, and the largest generation up to date is 1991 with 4.6 millennials, then in 2023, statistically, we are going to have more home purchases than ever before, and then it's just going to be a straight shooting as 87 million millennials, at least 47 million, half of it go right through. So those are the type of things you can tune in next week. But this week is the most important week. And the drum roll, Matt, today I'm going to talk about the iBuyer companies as opposed to the local agents. So what it is the name of the show is iBuyer versus local agents. That's the letter I, just like iPhone, and then buyer. And what it is it's the internet buyer. You've got all these companies, my friend, that are competing with listing agents And the name of these companies, we all know Zillow, they're in the game. We all know Trulia, they're getting in the game with Zillow. There's a company called Opendoor, and then there's a company called OfferPad. And basically what these are is just like our buying experiences have went from local, retail, general stores to malls to now strip malls like the Shops of Briargate, and now it's shifting obviously disproportionately over to the internet. You know, the whole Walmart online, Home Depot online, and of course, you know, the gorilla in the room, Amazon. By the way, I think my wife is addicted to Amazon Prime because moms are addicted to getting more time back in their day. Side note, as we just rented, I'll tell you guys the story in the future, but I don't teach theory from this microphone here, my friends. I talk to people about things because I've studied them, I lived them, and I know them. And I just went through the process of selling my house. I'm going to do another show, Matt, called I'm Right and He's Wrong. That's the whole show name, I'm Right, He's Wrong. And it's going to be with Justin Hermes because he showed me how I needed to sell a house, and I didn't listen to him because I'm a hard-headed idiot. And I'm going to tell you guys the mistake I made. But I definitely didn't make a mistake of going with a local agent. And here's the reality. iBuyer versus the local agents means this. I'm going to talk to you today and compare. Because here's the two bottom line questions when someone's selling a house. Two seller questions. Number one, who am I going to use that's going to help me find the person that's going to buy my house for the most money? That's number one. Number two is, who's going to charge me the least to sell the house so I can keep the most amount of money into my wallet? That's it. So a lot of these podcasts and blog sites and conversations online would make you think that the local agents are the enemy, and those who control the information in the internet are those who control its business model. And the bottom line is, I'm going to lay out for you. Let's look at the bottom line. With Opendoor, with iOfferPad, with Zillow, with Trulia, how does the cost, the amount that you can sell your house for, can you sell it for more with one of these iBuyer internet listing, or can you sell it for more with a local agent? We're going to look statistically. Then, how much is it going to cost you? With all these iBuyer programs, Opendoor, OfferPad, Zillow, are they more expensive or less expensive than your local agent? And then lastly, we're going to talk about how you can understand your real estate transaction for the money that you're spending, where it goes, and what difference it has, not only in your life. You are not an isolated individual on an island. You are connected organically to this community, whether you want to or not. And does it make a difference whether your money is staying in the community or going outside of the community? And what are the positives and negatives to both concepts? The new internet-based iBuyer, company selling your house for you, click and it's done, or local agents. Don't go anywhere. I'm really going to get into the meat of this. And if you have questions that are not answered for you, call me at 719-330-1457. If I can help you with your next purchase or refinance, please call me, 330-1457, or go to churchillcolorado.com. Back after the break, talking about iBuyer versus local real estate agent.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is, you need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help, I got two strong arms, I can help.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage and Patrick Giffrich, your relocation consultant. Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO News Radio. I'm talking today about a show titled about iBuyer versus local agents. And what this is you have these Trulias, you have Zillow, you have these companies in the West in California and in Washington, Oregon. It's floating and flowing across the country called Opendoor, OfferPad. And I'm talking about those today. And basically what they are is online entities, online agents. In this strong economy, not only are they helping you list and sell your home, some of them are actually buying them with no frills. and flipping them. So before I get into that, I want to invite you to call me at 719-330-1457 if you need any help at all with your next purchase or refinance transaction. Just a week ago today, I was sitting down with a tradesman who was doing some sewer scoping, and I just looked at him and I said, Josh, I'd like to earn the right to do your mortgage. And he looked at me and said, man, I'd love to. In fact, I've been listening to you. And it wasn't until I asked him that he even thought to go with me. In fact, he was using another friend, even though he'd been listening to me and know that I do mortgage. But it wasn't until I physically asked. And I really want to physically ask you right now, because I want to provide this service. This service here is not an infomercial on getting a mortgage. It really isn't. I could record this once and then play it every week. But Matt and I, right, my friend, have done over 350 shows. I've never missed a week. Every single week I record a show live. We've never replayed a show here. He keeps offering. The studio keeps offering. But we just love what we do. But if I don't do mortgages with people like you, and my team isn't able to generate revenue to offset and support the show financially, we can't pay the $50,000 a year that it costs to run the show. And it has to be timely, meaning our information is fresh. So I just want to have a chance to earn the right to help you with your mortgage with a competitive fee, competitive rates, and then all the mentorship and all of the advice and all of the guidance beyond that is icing on the cake for free. So now that I did my little stump speech, I want to go into the details here with you.
Housekeeping.
And there's the knock. Last week we missed housekeeping. Matt said it ain't going to happen this week.
Housekeeping.
And here's some real exciting news articles. Did you know, officially here, egg on my face, we were stomaching all of the Federal Reserve interest rate hikes. Our previous president, Mr. Obama, had to deal with two of them, and Trump had to deal with like 10 of them in the first 2.5 years that he took office, and then, you know, he was elected in November and then didn't take office till January. You know how that works with elections. But for the very first time this year, the Fed has actually held off not once but twice of not increasing. The last 2 years, 8 times, and also 1 time before. That was on Obama's clock but really was on Trump's economic meter. 9 straight times, and now they stalled, and they're saying that they're not going to increase them anymore this year, and they might even possibly slow down and do a decrease next year. So this is a crazy article from the 20th of June. Fed holds interest rates steady, and the bank states that the panel will act appropriately to sustain expansion, which means literally 18 of the committee members, a majority, believe that there is going to be a rate decrease next year. So all that means is that interest rates are going to remain competitive and low. I don't know what's going to happen to the bond normalization program, because they tried to usher in and sell some extra bonds. It's a very complex process that I'm not going to explain to you. You can call me. It's $4 trillion extra dollars that they're trying to bleed back into the bond. They're bonds that the United States bought for themselves. And not only do we have $21 trillion in federal debt, we've also got another $4-plus trillion of printed treasury bonds just sitting there. So this stuff, I don't know how it's going to be solved, but they're going to keep interest rates low. The other thing that I wanted to talk about is, you guys, as the economy grows, with 87 million millennials, 47 more to even come to age that can't even shave and can't even drink or vote yet, we see people starting activities in hot cities like Seattle, San Francisco, Denver, Dallas, Boston, stuff like that, Massachusetts. But as those places got disproportionately unaffordable to live in, they've now moved and expanded into the Boise, Idaho's, the Colorado Springs, the Salt Lake Cities, the Indianapolis, Indiana's, the Grand Junctions. The list goes on and on and on. Now they're going to start to go to the Pueblo, Colorado's, the La Crosse, Wisconsin, the Hammond, Indiana's. So as the housing crunch and the cost of living crunch gets bigger and bigger, here's an article here on the 22nd of June about populations are going to be pushed down to the smaller towns so these younger buyers, the millennials, can afford the housing. So those are the only two big articles that I had jump out on me today. So I'm going to end with the fact that our interest rates are historically low right now. We're down at about 3.625% again on a government loan, which I swore we'd never go below 4. We're now at about 3.875 if you have a 760 FICO and you can put 20% down on a house or have 20% or more equity on conventional loans. But they're just historically low. But don't do anything for interest rates. Do them for a purpose beyond that that you want to accomplish. And call me at 3301-457. I will give you a Churchill checkup. We'll do a what's called a total cost analysis and help you with your current mortgage situation. Rather than just get you a loan, we'll actually do that, but go further and get you a plan. So back to the radio show talking about this internet listing services as opposed to local agents, what I call the iBuyer conversation versus local agents, is let's look at some of the realities here, and I'll reiterate this. Let's look at commissions. Wouldn't you think that internet online services would be far less expensive than something in person? That's what they've sold with Amazon Prime, is less than a local store. But you know what? It's not really the case. I have a friend and a tenant in one of mine. All she did for 3 years when we had a friendship, Chloe, I wish you were listening. She's too young. She may get my podcast. She would literally on all holidays go into the Walmarts and go into the dollar stores and buy all of these holiday-themed items, double the price, take pictures, and list them on Amazon. So a lot of things with these online shopping is the convenience. That's what gets my wife. You can buy a set of sheets for the same price or a little bit more, and you don't have to run down to Gordman's or Tuesday's to grab it. Well, the same thing is happening with real estate. Here is the fact. If you look at the commissions, these are the facts. Go do the research. If you look at a contract with Open Door on selling your house, your commission averages 7.5%. If you look at OfferPad, now the crazy thing is they don't call it a commission. Open Door, when you sell a house with them, an online source from the West Coast, they call it an experience charge. So it's not a commission. Now you get an experience charge. But it still costs you a $300,000 median house in Colorado Springs, $22,000 for that experience charge. OfferPad, 7.5%, is incredible. Now, this is insane because they actually say they list this on their contract as a credit. The funny thing is it's not a credit to you. It's a credit to them. Then Zillow, you guys, 7%. Now, here with local listing agents, average from 1992 to 2017, the average commission right now for selling your house is 5.08%. It's not even the 6% that's published. The published rate is that a listing agent gets 6%. Traditionally, unless they're the buyer agent at the same time, they have 3% for the buyer agent who comes in and coordinates and finds a buyer for the listing. And then there's 3% that goes to the listing agent for the coordination and handling the transaction. Now, you would think in this economy that listing a house is easy. It is not. Justin Hermes, who's a radio partner of mine, who, of course, I'm going to go with the people that are the most committed to me, I'm going to be the most committed to them. So I never thought of anybody else. I have a lot of great agents that I work with, but Justin's been the longest. Justin partners with my show. He invests in me. I invest in him. And, of course, I chose him as a listing agent, and I'm doing a radio show that's going to be called I'm Wrong and You're Right, because Justin wanted to help me list my home, and I was a hardhead. I did everything wrong, but he still loved me. He did it right. We got the house under contract, all of that. But listing a home is not easy in this economy. If you don't have it priced right, I don't care who you are, it's not going to go, and you better have a strategy. But for actual commissions, I wonder if that surprises you. Open Door, 7.5%. OfferPad, 7.5%. Zillow, 7%. Listing with a local agent, on average, 5.8%. And it's certainly never going to be higher than 6%. So on a $300,000 house, Open Door and OfferPad would cost you $22,500. And they have additional hidden fees that I'm going to talk to you about. You've got Zillow, who's 7%. It would cost you $21,000 of your profit. And local agent, it's only going to cost you about $15,240 on average. So the money is very, very obviously going to be much more in your pocket using a local agent. Now, I'm going to talk about what other things that local agent provides you. I'm going to talk about what are some of the other hidden fees. Are there additional fees for real estate agents? But more importantly, I mean, there is something called, this is crazy, never heard of it ever before, a open door market risk fee of $4,000. So stay tuned. I'm going to be back right after the break. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. We're going to break down iBuyer versus your local agent.
Working nights to find, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all testing and no giving, they just use your mind, and they never give you credit.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the beat?
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am going into, what, is this the meat, my friend?
This is the meat.
This is, I think, what, 15 minutes we got here in this segment. Not quite my podcast segment, but this is the meat. And I'm Jay Garvin's, your host. 719-330-1457 is my number. Please give me a call. I'm a licensed loan originator. Been that for 20 years, done this over 4,000 times. I would love to help you through your next purchase and refinance transaction. I'd love to introduce you to an amazing local agent who lives in the community. And today, I'm doing a very important, this is my inaugural show on this. I'm going to do a lot more and get better. Some of my shows are rough around the edges, but you guys get my point. I just want to become educated myself and then educate you guys. And I haven't sold a home in over 10 years, you guys, so I'm not going to do a radio show on selling your house, but now I have. I haven't sold a house. Last one was 2009, but we just went under contract and are selling our house down in Pine Avenue, and now that I experience it, I want to say, hey, what is the potential and the importance of a local agent as opposed to all of these iBuyer sites that are popping up? Zillow's coming after you. Open Door is coming after you. OfferPad is coming after you. Trulio already is. And here's, I'm going to state this and be very, very careful. Hey, all you agents out there that spend $3,000, $5,000, $9,000, $20,000 a month on lead aggregate sites, I have a good friend of mine that spends that. Realtor.com, Trulia, Zillow, all of these sites are lead aggregate sites, and they are taking all of those profits from Zillow and using that capital to figure out a systematic way to eliminate you, the individual agent, out of the market. See, I'm a veteran at it. I've been fighting Zillow and LendingTree forever, but real estate agents have had it easy. That is no more. So isn't it crazy that you would spend thousands of dollars a month to find a buyer, to find a seller with an aggregate site that's spending all their extra R&D funds to figure out how to eliminate you as an agent, the local agent, altogether? Because they want that 5%, that 6%, the 7.5%. So it's pretty crazy. And now look at this. This is incredible. iBuyers, I have a client who's out in San Diego who's a radio listener that's out doing this right now. It's easier to just sell the house flat to Zillow, let them do all the work to fix it up, and then you can just get out of it. So these iBuyer companies are actually getting into the fix and flip. So let's look at this. First, we looked at whose commissions are more. And it was very, very evident when I did the research that Open Door, OfferPad, Zillow were all between 7 and 7.5% off every statistical contract I viewed. Local listing agents, the average is 5.08%. Do you know, I'm not saying I don't encourage negotiation. God, I have to deal with it all the time in mortgage. I can be the best of the best, and I still got to crank off another eighth of a point just because that's the standard. But you can have a conversation with your real estate agent and say, hey, if you help me buy a house and sell a house, can we come to an agreement other than the retail 6%? So you can't do that with the Open Door, OfferPad, and Zillow. See, this is crazy. So the first question is, you want right here as a seller, who's going to charge me the least to help me sell my house? And that's obviously a local agent versus one of these iBuyer companies. second one is, who's going to help me sell my house for the most money? Who's going to help me make the most money? And here's the point. This will blow you away. I stopped clear in my tracks when I heard this. See, first of all, a local agent only makes more money in listing and helping you sell your house if the price goes up and you sell your house for more. If an agent sells your house for $625,000 as opposed to $550,000, that agent, male or female, black or white, is going to make less money if you sell your house for less and more money if you sell your house for more. This is crazy. With these iBuyer programs, they come in clean. They actually make more money if they convince you to sell your house for less. So if this iBuyer big company rhymes with pillow.com, but it isn't pillow.com, you know who it is, these models will buy your house, and if they can get you to go a little bit lower and then still charge you for these hidden repair fees, repair credits back to them, contractor fees, then they can sell the house for more and take the difference of the profit. So it's really crazy that a local agent will help you sell your house for more and then she'll make more. Help you sell your house for less, she makes less. With Open Door or OfferPad.com, if they convince you to help sell your house for less, they make more. Buy it for $480, sell it for $520, you go less, they get the difference. Wholesale flip, retail flip, whatever it is. Now here's the craziest thing of all. At least the internet companies have a fiduciary to make money, meaning they are bound to make a profit on that transaction. The sad thing is it's just not to you. It's to their stockholders. It's to their investors. So you're not even the primary client. Now, I've talked to some of the individuals that have been in real estate for a long time, and I would have the discussion or argument with you that not all the real estate agents locally are created equal. There's some doozers out there. There are some people that have no clue what they're doing, and it's dangerous that they should be licensed. And that's why I tell people, hey, please don't work with a part-time real estate agent. I wouldn't tell you to work with a part-time lender or a part-time surgeon. Hey, Mom, I'm going to go ahead and get my knee replaced. Doug only does it 4 times a month, so I'm just going to get her taken care of because I got a discount. Cutting right into my leg. Get my boy's arm fixed by a part-time doctor. Come on, you'd never do that. I would never do that with a lender. It's very difficult. You can't anymore. But there's a lot of part-time agents. So if agents aren't doing at least 18 transactions, preferably 24 to a month, unless they're personally connected and on the team of another agent and or the managing broker or the owner broker, that's the only exception. I'm not going to let my mortgage licensed originators out there for their first 40 transactions mess with my client experience and my rating. You should not do the same. So that's the only area that's a buffer. And make sure when you do work with a local agent, but this is what the local agent brings. The local agent brings benefit to themselves once they bring benefit to you. Another one is this. All of the people that own the Open Door, OfferPad, Zillow, all of that, they all live in California, San Francisco, Seattle, Washington. And think about it for a minute. When you use those services, all that money goes into one of the best growing, highest cost of living sectors of the country, and none of it, zero bumkiss, stays in the community. You go ahead and use a local agent, and the $15,000 you give them between the buyer and the seller to coordinate your transaction, that goes to local stores, local schools, local car dealerships, local grocery stores. When you go ahead and use an internet service for anything, that goes out of your community. All of the transactions for these individual services are all over email and text and automated. Your local agent is in your community, and you can do all of that, but you also can sit down and have that cup of coffee. More importantly, you know here, get my podcast, all zip codes and neighborhoods are not created equal. How is somebody in Seattle going to set the algorithm in Ivy Wild to properly market and sell your house as opposed to Stratton Meadows? They're neighborhoods that are less than 0.3 mile away, but they're totally different demographics in those neighborhoods. More than that is your real estate agent, your listing agent, starts to become that professional for a network of who's a reliable plumber, who's a reliable inspector, who's a reliable title company. Every single thing from the iBuyer companies is motivated to profit And every single thing from the agent is focused on you and the community. Now, if you look at the iBuyer, and I say a very, very strong comment about it's based on money alone to them, just look at how large corporations work. They have a fiduciary. They have a legal responsibility to create a profit for their clients. And that client is not you. That client is the shareholder and the owner of that company. And the amazing thing is I'm so amazed that all agents, with the exception of a few, are 1099 individually self-employed contract individuals with their real estate agency and their owner and managing broker. See, their product is based on the community. Their product is based on reputation. And more importantly, their investment and your money and their expenditures stays inside the community. The thing that hurts me the most is if you go to the superficial levels of all of the blogs and the podcasts and the chat groups online, you would think local agents are idiots and they're out to hurt you. But of course, an individual creating the conversation on the entity of the intranet, what I used to call on the line, is controlled by the people that are trying to build their capitalistic entity online. I was talking this way the other day, and my neighbor, Bruce, who I love, says, "Are you turning socialistic, Jay?" And I'm like, "No, this is actually the perfect show to say I'm turning patriotic." Because patriotic not only talks about defending United States on this amazing Independence Day week, but it also talks about supporting your state. I'm Colorado proud. I was born and raised in Wisconsin. I'm Wisconsin proud. You know, come on, man, I'm a Packers fan. You know there are only two professional sports teams in the whole entire country? Green Bay Packers.
Oh, no, he didn't.
And everybody else.
What are you talking about, Willis?
That's it, baby. You just got to choose which side of the fence you're on. But I'm proud of Colorado Springs. I'm proud of the Pikes Peak region. Man, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of Ivy Wild. I'm proud of the Broadmoor. I'm proud of my street. I'm super proud of my kids and family. And that's what your agent's going to be as well. Now, what I want to share with you as I wrap up this meat segment is the internet is not the enemy. Technology is not the enemy. Online shopping is not the enemy. Zillow is not the enemy. Open Door is not the enemy. But I am telling you this, and I'm going to focus this on the final podcast. The more you take the personal touch out of any transaction that you do, i.e. dating, where people just ghost each other now, they just disappear because they don't have the relationship or the personal skills to navigate that situation. So the more you take the personal touch out of your next transaction is the more that you take the personal touch out of your family, your lifestyle, and your community. So this is one more example where the internet's not bad. You can look at houses and do all of that. But please, at the end of the day, always, always, always choose a local individual. A person that you can hold accountable. A person that you can build a relationship with. A person that can build a fiber and a connection in your community. And stick around because I'm going to go into this in the podcast segment of all of the bottom line details of this. But every single professional you interact with in the real estate world is really relied upon the team leader who's the agent. So stick around as I summarize why it's the most important decision for you and your family to work local, shop local, and make your decisions local. Stick around the Jay Garvin Show, wrapping it up after this break.
Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see. Everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the broken hearted.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
Jay Garvin's here, host of The Jay Garvin Show, heard every week, baby, right here on KRDO. And I'm wrapping up with my power segment, my podcast segment, about today's subject of iBuyer versus local real estate listing agents. See, the same way that shopping and the experience has progressed from a retail general storefront to a department store to a mall to now a mini mall and now on mixed to the internet, now going solely to the internet. Every single industry in the real estate related world, whether it's mortgage for sure, title, and now real estate agents are going through that same transition. Now, I'm callous to it because I've been competing with the internet since about 2004, but real estate agents really haven't. But be careful, it is coming. And if you're a consumer listening to this, I want to give you value on understanding using an online, quote-unquote, iBuyer listing company, something like Zillow does it, Open Door does it, OfferPad does it, Trulia, which is part of Zillow, does it, or a local listing agent like you see a Platinum agent, a Remax agent, a Keller Williams agent, an ERA Shields agent. It goes down the boutique agencies. A local person. Now, what I looked at in the show is two of the most very important questions, and feel free to call me at 719-330-1457 if you have input or any experiences with either one of these entities. I talk with experience because for the first time in 10 years now I've listed and gone through the process. I'm not a home seller. I've been a home buyer for the last 8 years and over the 8 homes that I have right now, 8 properties. But the big two questions are is, hey, who's going to charge me the least for selling my house and offering the best service? And in retrospect, by what I save, who is going to help me get the most for my house? Because not only is the experience important, the bottom line comes down to what does it cost me, what's the experience, and how much money am I going to make by doing so. So I went through the details, and you can hear the rest of my show on iTunes or any other of my full podcast segments. But in the brief, I'm going to tell you this. All the research I did, Open Door is charging you 7.5% every single transaction. That means if you have a $300,000 house, you're going to pay like $22,500 to get rid of that thing. OfferPad, the exact same, 7.5%. Zillow is a little bit more affordable at 7%, trying to get just below their competition. But on a $300,000 house, you're still going to pay $21,000. And your local agent, the retail rate for listing your house is 6%. But interestingly enough, the average right now is 5.08%. So it's fluctuated between 5 and 6% between the years of 1992 and 2017 that I looked at. So agents are saving you $5,000 to $7,000 to actually keep it local and get the best experience. It's crazy. But the thing that concerns me more is the local agents, most of them, more than 95% of them, 1099 self-employed contractors, are self-employed and your money goes to them and stays in the community. And if they sell your house for more, they make more. If they trip and don't advise you strong enough, you pay them less. House sells for $250, you're only going to give them 5 or 6% on $250 instead of $300. Oddly enough, they're motivated to make more for the house so you can get more. Not the same with the Open Door, OfferPads, and Zillow.coms. Because many of them are buying, taking all of it, the responsibility, and then actually reselling it, if they get you to agree on a lower price, they actually make more in the long run. Not the person you're talking to on the phone, but their boss. See, because they have a fiduciary to make money for their client. Let me say that again. They have a fiduciary responsibility to make money for their client, just like the real estate agent does. The sad fact is that you're not the client with these iBuyer programs. Their shareholders, their boss is, and their boss takes the house and resells the house. So if they convince you to offload it for less with less hassle, they have more money, more margin to make a profit. And in this increasing economy, that is really, really dangerous. But more important than all of this, this is the most important thing that most people don't get, because I fight against this local lender crap all the time. Oh, LendingTree is going to give me a better deal. You know, it's sad the families that don't matter that they're going to work with like realcheapfranklinbank.com. I just went through this with one of our clients that I said, I'm done with you. Go get the cheaper rate and send your money to Missouri. Don't keep it in the community. I actually had someone with a local candy company, very popular one out on 21st Street, that 5 years ago came to do a mortgage and was saying, well, you know, I was going to go with you, but in the end I decided to go with an online national. And I'm like, you know what, partner? We should just really keep the money in the community. He's like, well, I just don't see it this way. Guess what? Walmart has shut down that candy company. So what you reap is what you sow, baby. The fact of the matter is this. You don't always get what you pay for. You think you're getting a deal online? It's more expensive to sell your home online than it is with a personal agent. That's a fact. The fact is that a local agent statistically gets a better price for your house than that online iBuyer program. I don't care if you're talking Zillow.com, Open Door, or OfferPad. But what's more importantly is where your money stays in the community. See, it's going to go to Seattle and San Francisco, and let this sit like a sliver underneath your fingernail. When you or your kid or anybody you know uses that online buying service, you're spending all of your money and sending it to Seattle or to San Francisco, and you're advocating that lifestyle. So the bottom line is this, always, always, always the big takeaway, stay local. Do your research regionally and nationally and internationally, but stay local because you're always going to get better service and it's going to help the community. You're going to help someone putting a daughter into the dance class rather than someone getting a sex change.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Now, I know that's a broad statement, but I'm an obnoxious guy. So I appreciate you listening. I would pray that you would go grow and prosper and tell someone close to you that you love them because that's all that matters. In the end, tell someone close to you that you love them. Because these mortgages, local agents, local lenders, don't matter. They help enhance your life, but they don't change it. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to change your life for the better. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, your purpose in life, pray to God that He would deliver it to you. Because that's what I found with you, the radio listener. Someone that I would sow into every week. I've been waiting to do this show. I think I'd give this show a C- because it's a big subject. And I'm going to talk about it again. But I just finished the home selling process, and it's emotional. And I'm glad that I had a local agent. And I really appreciate it, and I always want you to pick a local agent, local title company, local lender, and get a local experience and a local team and keep the money in our backyard. So if you want to talk more about this, if I can help you with your next refinance or purchase transaction, just call me at 719-330-1457 or go to churchillcolorado.com and say, Jay, I'm ready to sign up. Get my mortgage going, and please, I'm asking you personally, use me, Jay Garvin's, for your very next mortgage right here on The Jay Garvin Show every week.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.